Good afternoon. A dry and milder day in progress across interior New York and New England, with a good amount of sunshine for most of the region. Exceptions being the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and most of Vermont, where skies are partly to mostly cloudy. But even in these locations, sunshine will mix in, allowing temperatures to reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s, where we have mostly sunny skies in the rest of the region throughout the day. Middle and upper 60s will be common for afternoon highs, as high pressure dominates the weather picture and a southwest wind flow kicks in during the afternoon. That high will give way off the eastern seaboard tonight, and clouds will gradually increase. As a result, not nearly as cold, with lows in the 40s to around 50. Those clouds are in advance of the next storm system headed our way out of the southern plains and moving out of eastern Texas and into the lower Mississippi Valley. The clouds will thicken overnight and showers will break out from central and southern New York to the north and east by sunrise on Friday. The rain will persist off and on throughout the day on Friday as a series of low pressure waves work their way through the region. There could even be some heavier bursts of rain, and with the unsettled weather, high temperatures will stay in the middle and upper 50s. Rain will persist off and on overnight Friday night. Heavier bursts are possible through sunrise on Saturday. In fact, for the first half of the day, Saturday, it looks rather unsettled with a lot of clouds and scattered showers and temperatures staying in the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs. It will tend to dry out on Saturday afternoon, maybe even some sunshine for the second part of the day, and dry weather will last into the first half of the day on Sunday. Then another wave of low pressure will approach from the same direction, bringing clouds and a chance of showers by Sunday afternoon and into the evening, with high temperatures for the second half of the weekend staying in the 50s. More disturbances on the map will track through during the early to mid part of next week. The timing is a little iffy, but right now it looks like there's at least the risk of a few showers Monday night into early Tuesday morning, and again on Wednesday, with high temperatures through the middle of the week close to the 60-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the mid-Atlantic to the western Ohio Valley southward to the southern plains will be the focus for precipitation heading into the weekend, as moisture from the western Gulf will stream northward into the lower Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley. The overrunning moisture and upper-level dynamics will produce showers and thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms could be strong or even severe in the deep south. The heavy rain across parts of the southern plains will lead to the risk of flash flooding. Meanwhile, just weeks after tropical cyclone Idai devastated parts of Mozambique, another tropical cyclone, Kenneth, is headed for the same coast. Kenneth has winds of 130 miles per hour, but it is expected to weaken on approach. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, lower 60s, Boston sunny, near 60, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 2009, and the record low, 23, in 1965 and in 1919. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain by sunrise and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds with rain moving in late tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain by sunrise and lows in the upper 40s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain by sunrise and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a good chance of rain, otherwise cloudy skies in the middle and upper 50s. More rain Friday night and Saturday morning. Then partly sunny Saturday afternoon, breezy and cool in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds again on Sunday with a chance of showers late in the day in the mid-50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday near 60. Clouds to start off the day Tuesday, then more sunshine, lower 60s. And another chance of showers Wednesday in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.